This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ousted Mali President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has left the country for medical treatment in Abu Dhabi as talks about a transition back to civilian rule following last month's military coup got off to a chaotic start. His former chief of staff, Mamadou Camara, told the Reuters news agency that Keita left Bamako on Saturday evening aboard a plane chartered by the United Arab Emirates at the request of Mali's ruling junta. The 75-year-old Keita was hospitalized in Bamako on Tuesday, 6 days after he was released from detention by the ruling junta, which seized power on August 18th. Talks about the shape of the transition period opened on Saturday with hundreds of representatives from the junta, political parties, and civil society groups attending an opening ceremony in Bamako. Rescue workers digging through the rubble of a Beirut building for the third day on Saturday said there was no longer any hope of finding someone alive more than a month after a massive port explosion shattered Lebanon's capital. The August 4th blast killed around 190 people, injured thousands more, and devastated whole neighborhoods. The authorities held ceremonies on Friday to mark a month since the explosion tore into a city already reeling from a crippling economic crisis. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed Eastern Mediterranean territorial claims or face the consequences. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the Eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York's Attorney General on Saturday moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. In a statement, Attorney General Letitia James said the Prude family and the Rochester community have been through great pain and anguish. Prude's death has sparked nightly protests and calls for reform. His death came after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March, and it has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier this week. Protesters have been demanding more accountability for how the incident happened and legislation to change how authorities respond to mental health emergencies. Ahead of Labor Day in the United States, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to authorize work stoppages in support of the Black Lives Matter movement amid calls for concrete measures that address racial injustice. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In a statement first shared with the Associated Press, labor leaders signaled a willingness to escalate tactics to force lawmakers to take action on police reform and systematic racism. Working Families Party National Director Maurice Mitchell says economic and racial justice are linked.
Labor unions are recognizing that the power of their labor, work stoppages and strikes, have a role in the social justice movement. And this is an escalation. This is both an escalation and a historic show of solidarity.
He says decision makers need to take notice.
If I was one of them, I would be really concerned. I would be even scared.
Mitchell says this opens a new front in the fight for racial justice. Julie Walker, New York.
With the coronavirus spreading through colleges at alarming rates, U.S. universities are scrambling to find quarantine locations in dormitory buildings and off-campus properties. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Sacred Heart University has converted a 34-room guest house at the former Connecticut headquarters of GE to quarantine students. The University of South Carolina ran out of space at a dormitory for quarantine students and began sending them to rooms it rented in hotel-like quarters at a training center for prosecutors. The Air Force Academy sent 400 cadets to hotels to free up space on its Colorado base for quarantines. Health officials, such as White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx, has been urging colleges to keep students on campus to avoid them infecting members of their family and community. I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.